You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast. Encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I want to continue my series, The Symbols of the Holy Spirit. I want to talk to you about the heavenly dove, the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22 say this. One day when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. As he was praying, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit in bodily form descended on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy." Now, Matthew, Mark, and John also account for this story, but Luke's story stands out, or his account stands out, because he very specifically says that the Holy Spirit in bodily form descended upon Jesus like a dove. This means that this was a physical manifestation of the Holy Spirit's presence. Now, let me be very clear. I am not saying, nor is Luke saying, that the Holy Spirit is a dove. Rather, the scripture teaches us things about doves, and because the dove is a symbol for the Holy Spirit, we can learn certain things about the Holy Spirit's nature by looking at what the scripture says about doves. So there's a tie-in here, a symbolism here that helps us to understand the nature of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 10:16 says this, "I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves." So the dove in the scripture is described as being innocent. This speaks to the innocence of the Holy Spirit. Leviticus chapter 14, verse 22 says, "And two turtle doves or two pigeons, which are within his means, the one shall be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering." Why were doves accepted for sacrifice? They were considered pure. So this speaks to the purity of the Holy Spirit. Nahum chapter 2, verse 7 teaches us something interesting. "It is decreed that Nineveh be exiled and carried away. Her female slaves moan like doves," or cry like doves, or mourn like doves. This reminds me of the scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, where we're told, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit cries over sin. The Holy Spirit is the one who grieves over sin. So we see the scripture telling us of the Holy Spirit's innocence, of the Holy Spirit's purity, of the Holy Spirit's ability to mourn and grieve. And then we see something else here, and this one may not have been seen so easily, but I want to show it to you anyway. I want to show you what the scripture says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Watch this. "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering," that word is key, "hovering over the face of the waters." That's Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Now, I'm going to show you here why the dove, the Holy Spirit, represents new beginnings. We've already seen the dove is innocent, the dove is pure, the dove cries. Now I want to show you that the dove represents new beginnings. Let's go to Genesis chapter 8, and I'm going to read verses 8 through 12. "Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could find nowhere to perch because there was water all over the surface of the earth. So it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him." So going back now to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, that word hover means to brood. That word brood is descriptive of a bird brooding over its eggs or incubating its eggs. So at the dawn of creation, the beginning of time, God the Father speaks the word goes forth, and the dove hovered or brooded over the word. In other words, the Holy Spirit incubated the words of God, causing all creation to come into existence. So from the very beginning, we see this partnership between the Word of God, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit, the dove. Now, the Holy Spirit was there, as we just saw in Genesis 1-2. The Holy Spirit was there. He was present at the beginning of creation, at the beginning of time. So the Holy Spirit was there when God created the world. Now, we know that after God creates the earth, after God creates man, man falls into sin. God has to send a worldwide flood to wipe out humanity. And then on an ark, God preserves Noah and his family. In other words, God was looking for somewhere to begin his creation anew. When Noah stepped foot on that ark, he was on an assignment. And that assignment was to begin creation again. So we see the dove present, Genesis 1-2, the first time God begins to create. Genesis 1-2, the Holy Spirit present, brooding over the Word of God. And then we move into Genesis chapter 8, and we see the dove is present again. But this time, he's going in search of dry land. He's looking for the place where God can begin the creation again. He's looking for the place where God could create anew. So we know that Noah releases the dove once, the dove comes back. No dry land. Noah releases the dove a second time. This time the dove comes back with a branch. The third time Noah releases that dove, the dove is never seen again. That dove found where God would begin creation again. Now, I understand there's a literal meaning to this story, but the symbolism I'm about to show you is powerful. I want you to look at this narrative from the perspective of the scripture as a whole. We see that God creates, the Holy Spirit hovered or brooded. There we see the dove present. And then when creation falls into sin, God creates again or starts over. Noah releases that dove the third time. The dove goes in search of the place where God will create anew, does not return. And all throughout the Old Testament, never once do we see that dove landing. Never once are we told where that dove went. It's not until Matthew chapter 3, the very first book of the New Testament, that we see the dove landing. Matthew 3, verse 16 says this, "And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending upon him like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" So in other words, the dove that had gone in search of the new creation found a place to land. And God announced to the world, "This is where I'm beginning my creation again. This is where I'm starting the world anew. Not a kingdom of this world, but a spiritual kingdom established by the Son." The Holy Spirit represents new beginnings. Wherever that dove hovers, wherever that dove lands, God is creating anew. So, the dove is innocent. The dove is pure. The dove cries. The dove represents new beginnings. The dove shows us that the Holy Spirit is pure and gentle and announces new beginnings. You may be facing something in your life that's causing you great emotional or mental pain. You may be facing a hardship and you're wondering how it all could ever come together properly. You're wondering how you'll ever get back to the place maybe where you once knew a prayer life. You once had a devotion to the Word of God. Maybe there was a boldness to your evangelism that has now become weak. And you're yearning for that fresh start. You're yearning to begin again. You don't quite know how you're going to overcome these obstacles. And maybe you've made some mistakes along the way, and you're wondering if God can still use you. You're wondering if you've gone too far. My friend, I want to tell you this. The dove of heaven, the Holy Spirit, the innocent, pure dove, is hovering over you. is hovering over your situation. And he is announcing that with you and in you and through you, God is creating anew. Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.